We've been checking in from time to time with Iraqi-American activists Ren Franke and Faisal Istarabadi to get their perspective on the situation in their country. Ms. Franke is executive director of the Iraq Foundation. Mr. Istarabadi is an attorney who has advised the U.S. State Department on its Iraqi policy, and he is vice president of the Iraqi Forum for Democracy. Both have been back to their country several times in the past few months. Faisal Istarabadi joins us from our studios in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And Ren Franke is in our studios with us. Thank you very much for being back with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Ms. Franke, let me begin with you, if I could. You have just authored a report on the situation in Iraq in which the conclusion seems to be that life is, on the one hand, freer, yet on the other hand, dangerous for a great many Iraqis.
I am not entirely unhopeful of the situation in Iraq, and I want to stress that. Nevertheless, the security situation and the economic situation, which is somewhat tied to the security situation, are so bad that they really overshadow a lot of the gains.
Mr. Istarabadi?
Don't forget that one of the things that Saddam Hussein did last October was to release non-political prisoners, ordinary criminals. And these people are now doing their work because they have the opportunity to do so because the United States and the coalition have failed to secure the peace of the country, which, of course, they are obligated to do under international law.
I want to divide the sort of lack of security into several areas. One of them is what I would call crime against civilians by civilians. And that is on the rise. There are kidnappings, lootings, and so on. The other one is, of course, sabotage of installations, and that affects the economic welfare of the country. The third one is the attack on U.S. troops. And the fourth one, which has just emerged as the most serious, is the terrorism. So we have four separate areas. And that is a lot of crime and a lot of lack of security.
And your report, Ms. Franke, is not shy about saying that, in your judgment, the coalition did not adequately project what its responsibilities would be.
We spent many months writing about the day after the collapse of the regime, prior to the war. And in every report, we cited security as the number one issue that has to be addressed. So this did not come up all of a sudden and was not expected by the United States.
Mr. Istarabadi, did you want to say something?
I do, yes. There's also a fifth area of quasi-criminal or potential criminal activity, and that is personal corruption in the new governing council. I am disturbed to read, for instance, in the National Law Journal, that some relatives of members of the Iraqi Governing Council are now setting up businesses and touting their connections to ministers and members of the Governing Council to whom they're related.
The other aspect of it is that a lot of contracts are being given out by the CPA, by USAID, and the whole system of contracting, giving out money, is utterly opaque. Nobody in the country knows how these contracts are being given out, how to apply, what are the criteria for application. There are no tenders that are published. Now, they will probably say, well, they're all available in the palace. One has to remember that those buildings are not accessible to Iraqis. It doesn't help anyone for those to be put in a table in a building that Iraqis can't get into.
I think for a lot of Americans, they get the impression now that a U.S. Army or Marine Corps uniform in Iraq makes them some kind of target. Does the American uniform at this point invite an impression of lawlessness and incompetence? Mr. Istarabadi?
Unfortunately, I think so. There is sort of an incredulity that the Americans are this incompetent. And I'm afraid that that is a dynamic that we have brought on ourselves. One of the things that we did that was absolutely came out of left field, as far as I'm concerned, for instance, was the dissolution of the Iraqi army, rather than attempting to use the regular army, the remnant of the regular army, to help in the mission of maintaining peace and security.
Certainly, there are some Iraqis who are completely opposed to U.S. troops, and they're targeting them, they're hitting them, bombing them, and so on. But that, I think, is a small minority. For the mass of the population, the internal conflict is this, that the U.S. is making mistakes. The U.S. is in many ways incompetent. And yet it is only those U.S. troops who can secure the future of Iraq.
I want to thank you both for being with us again. Iraqi-American activist Ren Franke in Washington, D.C., and Faisal Istiarabadi in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.